Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. So welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. I'm laughing a little bit here. I don't know where the mouse went that I had, but oh, that's what I heard that fell earlier, probably. Yep, that's exactly what that was. But anyway, they're replaying the women's 1500 meter swim final. My goodness. Ledecky just, I mean, that's ridiculous. how she just, she is just, she dominated these ladies. Like, this is amazing. Congratulations to her. So, of course, Olympics going on. Man, that is a wild. So, I mean, obviously, you may have seen it earlier, but if not, you probably already had heard about it. But just watching the footage of it is just amazing. But anyway, weekly look into the world of high school sports still to come here on the show. Coach Alan Bailey, head coach of the Jefferson Dragons softball team, got a chance to go see them actually yesterday. They had a scrimmage, a little tune-up, because their season kicks off tomorrow. They'll take on Savannah Christian, but they had a little tune-up there with Franklin County and caught up with Coach Bailey afterwards, so a couple of minutes with him. And then here in just a minute or so, going to hear from Cortez Redding of the Jonesboro Cardinals, great young man. Had a chance to talk with him and several of his teammates on their Jonesboro's media day on Saturday. And Cortez actually, man, before we even got a chance, got to talking, he was like telling me how he remembered me from when he was younger, and he used to go to the Forest Park girls basketball games, or just the basketball games in general. But specifically, I would usually go and cover the girls' games. This is when Sinai, who's, if you're familiar with the women's basketball in South Carolina, she's on that team over there, but she played high school at Forest Park. And this was around the time she was there. I mean, Forest Park and Lovejoy girls, they used to have some battles, man. And so some great stuff there. And anyway, he remembered me from that time. And that happens for me from time to time, man. You know, kids come up and they'll say how I either, one or two things that happened. They either remember seeing me when they were younger, and now I'm covering something they're playing at the varsity level, or they, you know, they've moved on, and you know, I covered them at some point when they were in high school, and you know, we get a chance to catch up. I've even had parents that, you know, remember. So it's really cool doing this kind of stuff, man. Just going out, and as you can see, like I said, I was all the way up at Jefferson. I don't have any boundaries, man. Wherever you guys are putting in that work, I do my best. It's a one-man show, but I do my best to make my way to you to make sure I can shine a little spotlight on what you have going on. So always good stuff and always good time. So you'll hear that conversation with Cortez here in just a second. But real quick, I wanted to ask, Sonny, did you go see Deadpool and Wolverine?
I went to go see it today.
You did. Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Great. Great movie, right? We're not going to spoil it for anyone, but if you are a Marvel head, you're going to enjoy it. I know there's been a lot of poo-poo on recent, you know, movies since the Infinity Saga. Personally, I haven't had any quarrels with any of the stuff Marvel's put out. I've been satisfied personally with everything, even the Disney Plus shows. I personally have liked everything. But if you were one of those that were just like, it's not living up to the, trust me, go see Deadpool and Wolverine. You're going to love it. But I bring that up because, I understand people have to just kind of figure things out best they can. But I went to see it at 8:00 at night on Saturday. And unfortunately for myself and several people sitting around me, there was a young couple that brought their toddler. And unfortunately, that toddler was doing toddler things. Now, the toddler wasn't wowing out, like crying hysterically or anything like that, but just making noise. Just, I mean, like constant noise throughout the whole movie. And at one point, one of the parents did get up and take the child out. But they, you know, thought they might have calmed down, brought him back in, and it kind of continued. And it was, again, it wasn't horrible, but it was annoying. But I just thought to myself, like, I get it, man. And again, I kind of felt bad because when I saw the couple after, because I ended up seeing them outside the theater later, and I was like, ah, it was them. And they were young. They were some kids, kind of, sort of. Not kids, but you know what I mean. Like, they were young. So it probably was a situation like they wanted to get out. Didn't have anyone to watch the kid for them. So I get it. But sometimes you got to, like, be strategic with that, with a situation like that. That's what
I was going to say. Did you watch them get into a car?
No, unfortunately.
Now, if they got on the bus, I feel sorry for them. If they got into a car,
they didn't get into a car. I feel like they may have been waiting on a ride. So I kind of felt bad, but at the same time, you know, if you got to do that, maybe you go to an early, like, you know, an 11 o'clock showing, or maybe you just have to, you know, pack some patience and don't go opening weekend, because you know it's going to be packed opening weekend. Like, so... And no one made from what I could tell, no one made a big deal out of it, as far as, like, any of the people sitting around me. But I was just like, why would you, first of all, why would you bring a toddler to Deadpool and Wolverine? That, of all movies. It's a tough situation. Now, I'm a parent of five. Now, granted, I don't know that I've ever done that with any of my kids, taking them to a movie that's going to be adults only, you know what I mean? And at a time, you said you have?
Well, my daughter was a toddler. I used to take her to all the movies because I knew she was too young to pay attention. But she also didn't cry. As long as she had food, she didn't cry.
She just sat there quiet?
Yeah, like I took her to, like, the first Avengers, and, like, she watched it just as much as I did, like, two.
Okay, all right. I mean, look, I get if you have that's different, you know? If you got a child that's the case, that's wonderful, but... That wasn't the case on Saturday. So it wasn't to the point where part of me is like, I kind of want to go see it again. Cause again, she literally, like, they had to been, like, right behind me. So, there's a part of me that feels like, I got to kind of go see it again without the noise. But,
At least it was a child. At least it wasn't. Cause when I seen it, it was grown people who they took one joke and made 5 minutes of conversation.
Oh, now that's the worst. When people just don't be quiet, just like, and then you miss, like, the lines afterwards because they're, like, still going and going. And it's like, be quiet. Be quiet.
And the movie already doesn't have a plot, so I'm missing the little bit of plot that it has.
Right. So, anyway, I just had to get that off my chest. I just, you know, and if you're out there, maybe you feel a way about it, 404-726-0929. You feel free to call. But, you know, just had to get that off my chest. All right. Cortez Redding, Jonesboro, great conversation with him as I hung out over at the Jonesboro Cardinals football team media day. And I got the conversation started with Mr. Cortez by asking him just, you know, how it feels knowing that they're about to get that click clack on and get out there with his brothers.
This season I'm looking forward to, like, all the games we got. I feel like we got a lot of big games. So I'm looking forward to all the big games we got. Seeing all my teammates grow, seeing myself grow as a player, getting better, everybody getting better. Uh-huh. Everybody just progressing from last year. I just want to see everybody get better. And for myself, I just want to see myself get better in every aspect of my game. Mm-hmm. And as a goal, as a team, we want to win a state championship.
Okay, now speaking of the getting better, has there been anything particular this summer that you've been working on or focused on that, you know, you feel like it's going to be key into?
Yeah, I feel like my IQ, like I can honestly admit, like, my IQ was high. So, mm-hmm. like, some stuff I used to, like, know before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, did something I worked on, like, actually technique, like, okay. doing stuff the right way. Because last year, like I said, my instincts, they used to tell me what was going to happen.
Right,
but
right.
this year, I actually worked on technique. So it's like now putting both of them together, instinct right. and you having a technique, mm-hmm. it makes you a whole better player. So now I feel like I definitely progressed.
Okay. And, you know, this summer, man, you guys there's been a bond I noticed between, you know, you and your brothers there. This summer, you know, how important has that been for y'all to continue, you know, to make sure that bond is, you know, is even stronger and the impact it can have for y'all on the field?
Yeah, like many people don't know, like, they think, like, we just teammates, mm-hmm. but, like, me, Jamar, Jonte, Lucius, a lot of us guys, like, they don't know we with each other every day off the field. Like, we stay at each other's house, so it's like, that makes football so easy for us. Like, we can relate to each other so much on the field because we with each other every day. We know what each other like. We know what each other do. Like, we can go to the store right now, and they're going to tell you, oh, Cortez want purple power and purple Skittles. I bet all them know that. That's how much we with each other. So it's like, on the field, right. I know what's going to happen. I know what they're going to do. Right. So it makes us a better team.
That's good stuff right there, man. Talk about you as you get ready to kind of get deeper into your recruiting process. You know, what you're going to be looking for? You know, what's going to be the thing that once you feel it, see it, here, you're going to know this is where I want to make my home?
The biggest, first we plan to drop a top 12 real soon. So okay. Stay on the lookout for that. And the biggest thing for me is a coach that's going to develop me and prepare me for the NFL, being able to get on the field early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like a coach who's going to keep it real with me and a coach who's going to develop me, continue to develop me and mm-hmm. put his trust in me, and a coach who's always going to keep it real with me regardless. And also a coach who prepares me for life outside of football. Because right. as we all know, football, you ain't going to play football till you 60, 70, 80. Right. Football going to end one day. You don't got that many years playing football. So right. I want a coach to help me, like, prepare myself for my future outside of football, like my actual life.
That's good to hear, man. That might be the first time I've ever heard that response, you know, to that question. All right, let's talk about basketball, because you do your thing on the hardwood too, man. How do you feel, you know, being a multi-sport athlete has helped you throughout your high school career so far?
Being a multi-sport athlete, first, I like to say it's so fun. Like, don't limit yourself to a box. If you got talent, make sure you use all of them. But being a multi-sport athlete have helped me in so many ways. Like, many people don't know, like, playing basketball, for me, being a starting point guard, knowing all the reads you have to make as a point guard, knowing how you got to make certain passes, reading, screening roles, mm-hmm. it makes my IQ for football so much higher. Like, I can tell people – it's easy for me to read people's routes before they run it. It's easy for me to tell a play before it's gonna happen because, like, basketball have made my IQ so high. And Coach Melman, he just keep his foot on me and, like, made me work so hard to, like, make sure I have a high IQ. So now it's just like my football, it helped me, like, playing basketball helped me with football. And then also me playing football, mandatory for you to be in the weight room. Like, right. you gotta love the weight room playing football. So now on a basketball court, it's harder to stop me going to the rack. It's harder to stay in front of me because, like, I got more explosive, more stronger in the weight room.
All right. Who's the toughest, man, Coach Melvin or Coach Floyd?
Coach Floyd. Many people say Coach Floyd is kind of laid back and chill, but Coach Melvin, that man crazy. I ain't going to lie. He did games. You want to stay on his good side I promise he'll go off on you, like, at any minute.
You ever had some moments where you had to kind of just walk past him and just go straight to the end?
Yeah, like, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I done had a turnover in the game and he didn't even take me back. I mean, he didn't even take me out the game. I just knew I couldn't look at the sideline. So I just got up off the ground and I just turned, put my head down, ran back down the court. Like, I don't even want to look at him. I just know he having a fit with me right now.
Awesome, man. Well, one more before I let you go, man. What's going to be key for Jonesboro to have a successful season and build off of last year? Take what you guys did last year even further.
Really, our confidence. Staying confident in everything, trusting our coaches, believing in our coaches, knowing that they're going to guide us in the right path. And like I said, having the mindset that, like, anybody we step on the court with, I mean, anybody we step on the field with, we can compete with them and we got a chance of beating them. That's going to be our biggest thing. And I really feel like we're getting better and better every day. Like, this summer, I feel like we made a big progress as a team. So I'm really excited for what we're going to do this season.
Good deal, man. Well, I'm excited to see you guys in action, man. Okay. And good luck with everything. And congratulations on, you know, everything that's happened for you so far throughout your career, bro.
All right, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And again, Cortez Redding, Jonesboro Cardinals, man. And kid is funny, man. So much character. And again, just a great conversation. And I really meant that. I don't know that the answer that he gave to when he talked about coaches that are going to prepare him for life after football. I don't know that I've ever heard that answer. Maybe I have, but it really stood out to me hearing him say that on Saturday. So good stuff from Cortez there. And shouts out to, once again, the Cardinals, Coach Tim, the Timothy Floyd, Coach Sip. He set everything up for those boys, man. Great event, and definitely looking forward to seeing them in action. In fact, if you want to go see them, I think they got a scrimmage on Friday, this Friday, so you can go check them out if you just kind of want to get your wet your whistle for high school football. All right, still to come, Coach Bailey, Alan Bailey, Jefferson Dragons, got a chance to catch up with them after their scrimmage yesterday. Man, I had to drive back through that storm. I got to tell you about that. It's coming up on the other side. Right here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.